Welcome to the bad boy pod, talking bad boy bards, make a good girl nuts with the bad boy swag. Having conversations that a bad boy mad, sit down, relax, kick back, have a blast, enjoy the bad boy pod, brought to you by Lady Pods.
Be kind to everyone.
Thank you.
I've been thinking about that lately, and I'm going to go ahead and not.
I'm not going to be kind to everybody. It sounds exhausting.
It also just makes way more sense logically to pick and choose.
Yeah, pick and choose. Yeah, if you're being nice to everybody, deal breaker. This just
kill yourself. Oh,
well, yeah.
Kill yourself.
You're a sucker.
Loud. He's sounding loud and proud today.
Has he broken his silence on literally anything? Just like one topic.
I know. I would just love to hear him just give an opinion here or there, but he's been completely silent. Okay, Jerry.
What's he playing?
I don't know. He's just like bloop, bloop, blooping over there.
Oh my God. Are you guys still on Animal Crossing?
No, I haven't played Animal Crossing in weeks.
Well, because when really I hurt. Cured.
I know. When I hurt my wrist, I was like, well, I'm not going to fucking play right now. And then I just
really
stopped.
Put you on a commission.
I know, but you love your ooblets.
Mm. You know what though? I'm very disciplined. Just kidding.
What do you mean?
I only play like one day a week.
Oh, that's weird.
I know that if I sit down, I'm gonna like sit there and play it for like 3 hours. So I just won't.
So you just do it 3 hours once a week. I guess that's healthy.
I mean, I don't know. I can't just get sucked into it after work. I can't stare at screens that much. You know what I mean? Anyway, Diane, if you love fucking screens, you Black Mirror nightmare.
Are you ever going to get those blue glasses?
No. What is that?
Yeah, I know. Those are psychotic. I don't know. I guess they like block the computer light.
Steve Jobs, get your blue cum out
of here. It definitely feels like a multi-level marketing. Yeah, absolutely. It definitely sounds like MLM bullshit. Like something's up with the blue glasses. Okay, I'm Julia Davidovich, and my dream has always been to start my own multi-level marketing scheme. Yes. Skincare, of course, and it's going to be called Nutri-Julia.
Why? I really thought you were going to go for Julia Juice.
Oh, duh.
But here we are. My name is Zoe Clar, and I love fruit flies. Come in my house. Come in my house, eat my fruits, harass me when I'm in the kitchen, harass me when I'm on the toilet, harass me when I'm watching television.
There's been a spider in this one corner of the kitchen for like 7 hours, and I just have completely ignored it.
I say ignore the spiders. You know what are gross though? And I had to drown one of.
Ooh, boyfriends. Got him.
Well, are they, do earwigs come in your home?
Earwigs?
Yeah. Because I feel like there's one in the bathroom. And then I killed it because it was about to take a bath with me. And I had to flush her down the drain.
No, because she would probably try to crawl in your vagina.
Can you imagine if she rendered me childless forever?
Okay. Yeah, that's definitely in the realm of possibility. She could do it. She could do it. I mean, women rule this world. She could crawl up right up there and just do whatever she wants.
Ladies, you can do whatever you want. You can have an earwig come and take
incredible.
Your uterus out if you want. Give you a hysterectomy.
Yeah, that's what. Century. That's how they do it these days. They just like let a swarm of earwigs up your cooter and say, run free.
True. If you don't have insurance, that's how it goes down in their shithole country.
That's right. Then you just slough them off during your next period. Game over.
It's crazy. And it's like $250 bucks for insurance, and it's just like marginally better than that.
Ugh, God, I hope to never see the gynecologist again.
Dream.
Absolute dream. That'd be amazing. Coronavirus.
Pussy crank. Would you rather go to emergency room now or the gyno?
Oh my God. I mean, I could not get my pussy cranked right now.
I would definitely rather go to the gyno. I feel like there are more sick coffers in the
in the emergency room.
screamings in the emerge.
I mean, if an emergency happened, like I broke my leg, I would suffer and not go to the hospital right now.
Yeah. I mean, hell, I'd come over and set your leg.
Thank you. Just wear multiple.
I'm a doctor. Yeah.
And, we'll both take a bleach bath afterwards. We have a bad boy in the hole. Speaking of COVID-19.
I can't believe it.
COVID-19 took a bad boy. Rest in bad boy hell, Herman Cain. So suck, long. hope you had a good last hoorah at Trump's fucking campaign rally.
What a fun time.
What a way to go.
So glad you attended. Yeah. What a smart thing to do.
Smart place. Smart business move.
Should we put that photo in the slider of like that huddle swarm?
Oh, yeah. Of Republicans Herman Cain's huddle.
The Herman Cain huddle that he was involved in that likely gave him COVID.
Yeah. Oh, God. Anyway, I'm going to hell as well. So I'll see you there, buddy. Not buddy. You'll see you there, fucker. That's what we call. That's what we're gonna call each other in hell. Yeah.
Any of the roaming bad boys? I feel like there are so many. I mean, I guess that was just our first dead boy. Regis Philbin was last week, right?
Yeah, but he's a good boy, right? I mean,
just thinking about him. I guess.
Just thinking about him. Yeah, that's nice of you. Mazel tov. You're such a good fucking person. Thinking about Regis Philbin all the time.
I don't even like him as a person. But wow. I don't think
you're gonna talk ill of the dead like that. You're going to talk ill of the dead like he was in Herman's huddle?
listen, be in Herman's huddle.
Oh, to be or not to be. Oh, I know the bad boy you're thinking of. What? It's I Love Dogs.
Oh my God. Yeah.
It is I Love Dogs.
Oh, I have been waiting for this. But also, no, I was still thinking about celebrities. I feel like we have so many celebrity ones, but we have no Johnny Depp updates.
Oh, Bryan Cranston had a bout. Oh, we do have one Johnny Depp update.
try and talk.
perfect. So I guess now everyone has testified in the Johnny Depp trial, and according to this UpRocks article, the verdict isn't expected to arrive until September, but the burden of proof in the United Kingdom for libel may be on Johnny Depp's side. So there's just a little, you know, we'll report back in September when there's finally a verdict.
I believe we have to wait till September. COVID ruins everything.
True nightmare. Okay, our reviewer. So this is definitely a joint bad boy.
Is this a bad boy or a good boy? I can't tell.
I think it's a bad boy.
I mean, it's a bad boy, but it was so funny.
I know. Should we save it for good boys?
Yes, I think we should. Should we take all of the little spoilies out?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, you guys can fucking suffer for 45 minutes. I'm so sorry.
That's true.
Do you have any bad boys this week?
You know what? It's not exactly a bad boy because I guess, you know, life has so many, but it's more of a bad boy update / return.
Okay.
Sea Dog saw a shirtless jogger coming out of our fucking neighbor's house.
I fucking told you, bitch.
But she doesn't fucking live there.
Where does she live?
I don't know.
Wait, what?
Also, I mean, maybe we can gobble this out or just take it out because I don't know if it's relevant. A few times we've like come home, but this was like back when we could like leave the house. Mm-hmm. And years ago.
Barely remember that, yeah.
Don't remember.
I don't think we ever could.
And the guy next door, twice, was just like laid down, face down, flat on his carpet at like 2:30 a.m. Flat on his carpet. Like,
inside though.
Yeah, but just like on his stomach sleeping. Twice it happened, and like both times you're just like, do we do something or just leave him?
You gotta leave him, but it sounds like he's like faking his own death.
No, I think he just like maybe was playing with his dog on the floor and fell asleep. That's what I would probably do.
Don't we all? I don't like playing with my dogs on the floor. They step on me, they lick my face. Sometimes Sully humps.
Oh, wow. Poor Sully.
I know.
My name is Zoe Clark, and my son has a sex problem.
Hey, look, and I don't shame him for it.
I mean, get it under control, silly.
I do think he needs to, you know, take a few classes. Okay. My bad boy on the block is this whole fucking challenge accepted hashtag shenanigan that happened.
I mean, that's kind of, yeah.
I went on a wild ride with this hashtag. When I first saw it, my instinct was, I honestly hate this.
Yeah, it's hard to like any kind of challenge on Instagram. I'm going to hate it off the bat.
Off the bat. Like, it has to really mean something for me to like it. And everyone is ignorant, including myself, because my first instinct was, I need to make fun of this.
Second instinct is to make fun of it.
Yeah, this is like, I hate it and I need to make fun of it. And I did. And then like 24 hours later, the origin of the hashtag challenge sort of finally came to light. And the hashtag was started by women in Turkey, where there's a super high level of murders of women. And they'll show on the TV a black and white photo of a woman in Turkey who's gone missing or was murdered. And that's sort of like how the black and white selfie challenge started, was to like bring awareness to this ongoing problem in Turkey. And it was just like completely fucking lost. Like, if Khloe Kardashian and Kerry Washington and fucking Reese Witherspoon and all these people who did it said, like, this is to bring awareness to this problem that's like affecting women in Turkey, I would have been like, hell yeah. But it was like the true meaning of it was completely erased, and it just became some stupid vanity thing where women could post thotty black and white pictures of themselves and be like, I love other women.
It's like, I don't know. I mean, it's funny watching who does it.
I know.
Like, what? I don't know. It was, little eyes are open, but it's,
yeah, it was,
it's
just sort of
hilarious.
Like, it is
to me, and but also sad.
It just sucks that like there was actual meaning behind it, and like it was just taken to. It was just taken by probably white women. Gonna say it. Like, definitely take all cell phones away from white women. But. And just like completely lost
me. White selfies out there. No more.
No more. No more. Definitely ban white selfies. I mean,
it's so annoying. But yeah, no. It's really fucked up. But yeah, that broken telephone that just kind of like happens. I don't even know what else to call that. It's just a bastardization.
Yes. I would agree.
It's like a dilution? I don't know. That's just fucked up.
It is.
It's always going to be something like that.
So we're going to post the link in the description this week. Is going to be a bunch of different ways that you can support the women's rights campaigns going on in Turkey. There's a petition you can sign, a change.org petition, and also some organizations you can donate to, like the Purple Roof Women's Shelter Organization, which provides legal advice and medical support to women dealing with domestic violence. And other groups helping out over there. So I had no idea about this, you know, and it's like, can you fucking believe the internet let me down again?
Ugh, I can't, but I can.
It's just like a fucking constant pain in my ding dong.
I mean, yeah. And yeah, just crazy to hear, but also so obvious that like, obviously, violence against women would go up during COVID. It's so insane.
Yeah, yeah. And it's like the so numbers gross. In 2019 were the highest they've ever been. And
unbelievable.
Because of COVID, it's expected that the number is going to be like incredibly higher. And the it started after the murder. Basically, like, men get away with murdering women over there. And the media just sort of doesn't cover it. And it's just happening in plain sight. And it's like a open secret that everyone knows about. And yeah, I mean, wild shit.
Yeah.
So fuck this world. So many atrocities. Can't keep them straight. Then my other, I mean, not to like totally switch gears here, but my other bad boy is fucking HBO. Didn't like renew their goddamn contract with Roku. So now I have no way to watch I May Destroy You. I have no way to watch I'll Be Gone in the Dark.
Wait a second.
What?
You can watch on your computer. First of all.
I have never met a bigger bitch in my life.
No, listen, I'm under the same fucking bullshit that you are because it didn't renew their contract with fucking Alexa bitch.
Alexa bitch?
Yes, because Amazon, I have an Amazon
Fire Stick.
I don't know what you call it. Yeah, that's what it is. I don't worst, know. I never call it worst Fire
product,
Stick.
Worst product name I've ever heard in my life.
Worst. Sounds like a dog STD. Stick.
Okay.
I hate it. Yeah. But no, it didn't renew it either. And like for the last month, I've been getting a notification about it. I'm like, I know, bitch.
I know. And it's like, we can't get HBO Max, so I can't watch Legendary, the Voguing competition show. Like everything is fucked up.
But doesn't Jer have like a game system that he can hook up and then download it on there? Because you could definitely do that.
Oh, like maybe he can download
HBO. Chat later about
maybe
it,
maybe he can download HBO on his PlayStation.
Yes, actually. Holy hell. His Xbox. Yes, you can do that.
Holy hell in a handbasket, Herman Cain. I'll see you there.
I cannot wait to meet Herman Cain eventually in hell.
We're going to have such a nice huddle. It's going to be like fucking epic.
Listen.
Yeah. Oh, and then we have two drops we lost this week.
Oh yeah.
Of course. Okay, a little
premature.
A little no thank you, there's sperm on the pillows. And this Corona crap.
It was a good one. Wow. You did thank a very you. Good job. You did a very, practicing. Very good job.
I've been practicing for weeks. Everyone. All right. Should we move on to our
bad boys or bad boy updates? Congratulations to Sean Penn on your girlfriend.
Congratulations to Sean Penn on your child bride. He's a bad boy. I've been saying Sean Penn since the beginning. He's like on the list. Don't worry, guys. He's on the list.
You can do him next week if you really, really want. Or I'll throw up a poll that says Sean Penn versus what's Ghislaine? His face? David Miscavige. No.
Oh, or yeah, Ghislaine David versus Ghislaine. David Miscavige.
Equally
let's
bad.
See. Look, I'm going to give men the opportunity to disappoint us between now and next week. So we'll just stick with, one bad boy at a time. Absolutely. All right. So this week's bad boy is... Mrs. Mrs. Portia de Rossi. Wow, so weird they're married. Like completely random, even though I know it.
There was a clip that was like Ellen and Portia in a Porsche. It was like, I'm going to kill myself.
I mean, definitely a jump scare your Emma Stone, your girl.
Mr. Sloth your gal.
Mr. Sloth your gal. Certainly a Mr. Sloth your Kristen.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Also
she
definitely
loves to sloth Kristen to death.
Sloth her to death. That's the way I'd like to go out. Actually, I feel like they could bite a bitch.
I feel like a sloth could bite off a whole fucking arm.
Absolutely.
If I smelled enough, like, what, eucalyptus? Like, what do they eat? I'm thinking koalas, but...
Good for you. Anyway, we're going to talk about the Ellen Show, the organization, the establishment,
the conglomerino.
The conglomerino, the hotbed of assault. Overall, just a... Be kind to everyone.
Did you ever want to work there? Did you ever like write a packet for them?
No, I never wrote a packet for them. Honestly, they do have a really bad reputation, and so does she specifically. And like the allegations that we'll discuss are mostly focused on her, like the executive producers on the show. But she's not a spunky gal.
No, she seems like a mean bean, but whatever,
no
from one mean
asked.
Bean to another.
Yeah, I mean, like, I'm a mean bean too, but I'm not guess her net worth.
Oh, and here's the thing, I accidentally saw it this time.
Okay, fine.
So it's 3:30, but do you want to do Portia's? Because I did not look at hers.
Oh, I didn't look at hers either. Well, okay. So I saw there were two numbers for Ellen. One, did we say Ellen did? No, we already said that. Okay. One was 330 million and the other I saw was 490 million. So okay. Who knows?
Wealthy Portia, Gorilla said more.
Portia, I would say her net worth is, it's hard to say, like, because I mean, Ellen definitely has more money. I would say her net worth is probably 30 million.
30 million? I'm going to say, so hard.
They don't have kids. Double income, no kids.
42.
Okay, bitch.
Am I looking it up?
Yeah, you're looking it up. 42, my anus. Oh, by the way, my anal fissures are healed, and I will not be explaining that further.
Put in the text on the slider.
I ripped my asshole. Anyway, you guys all know what anal fissure means.
Yeah, have you ever had an anal fissure? Email Diane. Oh,
that's Diane's stripper name. What?
Wow, 59.
It's not like I'm rooting for her. They're both so rich. So before all these most recent articles came out, like, there, it's like your classic, like, open secret, like, everyone in Hollywood hates working for her. There's a lot of turnover at the Ellen show. She's pretty mean. Like, she doesn't let people make eye contact with her.
Sounds like literally every single late night, day talk show, person.
Yep. Literally and all. There was a Twitter thread in March posted by Kevin Porter where he asked for stories about Ellen. And there were a bunch of them, but I particularly found this one interesting. It's tweeted by @RFHTTN. A former art teacher of mine told me a story of him being hired by Ellen to paint her a painting. When he finished and showed it to her, he told me, she told him, and I quote, "A dog could piss a better painting than that."
I can't believe that's fucking real.
Literally so rude. Also, what are you feeding your dog?
Yeah. Like, glitter?
Save her dogs, please.
I don't want a glitter painting.
I don't either.
Glitter in the dark painting, though.
And, you know, she sort of, like, plays favorites with the staff, and it's like, you know, all the articles are like, this is in complete contrast with, like, the whole point of her show, which is like, be kind and, the thing.
Yeah. The whole fucking dancey vibes. And I've never watched an entire episode.
Oh no. I've only watched like clips of like 2-year-old children drumming. And I'm like, God, these parents, you know, it's like always something like that.
Oh God, I don't know. I really did. What was your favorite daytime show?
Maury.
Well, oh God, that counts. Does it count?
What do you mean that counts? Of course that counts.
Not Dr. Phil? Mine was Dr. Phil for sure. No, for a really long time. It really was.
I never really watched Oprah. I really did like Ricky.
Oh, Ricky was perfect. Yeah,
beautiful.
That was a wonderful show. God, I would fucking
I forgot
how good that was.
Dream guest on Bad Boy Pod.
Oh, Ricky Lake, that would be amazing.
I would just love to just talk to her. I would just
love to talk to her too.
I would, you know, in conversation with Ricky Lake. That's what I want.
I hate celebrities, but I like Ricky Lake.
Who doesn't?
She that's was a winning endorsement.
She was amazing on Masked Singer season one. Who is that? Ricky Lake. Absolutely. Wow. So she.
Who was she again?
Some bird.
Oh, some fucking bird.
Not to be rude, she's a legend. Now we're at like the article. Oh wait, before we get into the articles, I do have to confess that okay. Julia has seen photographic evidence, but my freshman year of college, I dressed up as Ellen DeGeneres for Halloween.
You looked really great.
I would
definitely
like
put
to
it on the slider. Can we put it on the slider?
Like to, yeah, we can. I would like to apologize to anyone I may have offended. It was never my intention to bring such life to this character, but I guess that's what happened. Literally really easiest like costume ever.
Thrift shop Ellen DeGeneres is amazing. I love it.
I really do.
It's like you both look like an old man and a young woman. I'm proud to know you.
That's my gift.
Proud to have you as a friend.
Honestly, what's your most embarrassing Halloween costume? Because this is definitely my one that has aged the poorest, and I could not have imagined this would be the case.
I really have to fucking think. Nothing on me looks good, let's be honest. Okay. My everyday. What about the one when I showed up in those shorts and said, I love my wife and I love my husband?
Oh yeah, that was
biggest regret.
That was an embarrassing one. Divorce talk. That was,
yeah, divorce talk. I do not know where that shirt went. Also, thank you, JC, for sending me that as a wedding gift.
I mean, it was pretty funny.
It was funny. I mean, I don't reminisce. I'll find that picture and not put my face in it.
Okay, great. Just and the photos. Also, please, it would be weirder if you were wearing that shirt to bed every night. I'll just say that.
Yeah, I think it's a schmata now, but yeah.
Oh, wow, ouch. No, that makes sense. Schmata's for life. So basically, the recent things about Ellen are both coming from this BuzzFeed article, and I wrote the name down of the woman who wrote it because I'm literally just going to be plagiarizing her, and I don't want to be a bitch, but her name is Christy Lee Yandoli, and she does, like, entertainment news for BuzzFeed. So the first article...
BuzzFeed does some good work on fucking research now. It's weird.
I know.
But I'm sure still it's think of not them a good as, place to work.
No, probably not. I still think of
them as a place that I tried to apply to several times when I was desperate for a position and just, like, never got it.
Yeah, kitty cat gifts. But they actually do shit. Okay, so the first article came out on July 16th, and it basically was just about the culture of the Ellen show in general. And it was just a bunch of different accounts from people who used to work there claiming they were fired. There were a bunch of different things. So one Black employee said a senior producer told her and another Black employee that, quote, "You both have box braids. I hope we don't get you confused."
Just why even say it? Why would you say that?
Because they can just get away with it, and like it makes them, it like exerts their weird racist authority over them in such a fucked up way. And sort of the thesis of this article was like there are three executive producers on the show, and they're the ones to blame for the work culture. They would instruct employees not to talk to Ellen DeGeneres when she, like, walked down the hallways. They'd be like, don't talk to her. In the beginning of COVID-19 stuff, there was, like, a couple articles that were going around about how they were not being, like, upfront with their employees about the plan for getting paid and, like, what the job shit is going to be, which is, like, classic. Then another employee who worked on the Ellen show for a year checked into a psych ward for a suicide attempt, and when she got back from the psych ward, they told her that her job was eliminated.
Okay, creepies.
Yeah.
That's a little divine.
Another woman, I don't know why it's a woman, another employee created a GoFundMe to cover their medical payment because, like, the insurance they had through the show or something wouldn't cover it completely, and the executive producers were like, you have to take your GoFundMe down. It looks bad. It looks bad on Ellen that, like, her employee has to fundraise for health benefits. And it's like, yeah, it fucking does.
You know what else looks bad? Like, that you can't fucking pay me a normal wage or just, like, give me appropriate fucking benefits that cover this, you dipshit. Dipshits. Yeah. Dipshits. I
mean, and that's the thing. And that's what's, like, hard about, like, all of these shows. Like, no show I've worked on has an HR department. It's like the producers are the HR department. They decide who gets hired, but they also do all the day-to-day shit. There's no one who's impartial. And it's just sort of like it leads to there being no one you can talk to about problems like this, especially because the people at the top are, like, low-key usually the ones being abusive. So it just makes it, like, very difficult to do anything.
Yeah, that sounds like the most toxic structure ever.
Yeah, and it was sort of like, is all this stuff being done behind Ellen's back? Does she know about it? Does she not know about it?
Does she care? Probably not.
I think she's, like, willfully ignorant.
Willfully ignorant.
Ignorant.
ignorant and just like participates in it because she's so ignorant.
Yeah, I think like the producers, I mean, both of these articles, the one we're going to talk about next is about like the producers literally sexually assaulting people, but
Jesus.
So the next article came out on July 30th and it was about how dozens of employees have come forward and said that executive producers engaged in sexual misconduct and harassment. And these are allegations all in the BuzzFeed article by the same woman, the same reporter. So she said the first producer she listed was Kevin Lehman, who's an executive producer and a head writer. And he sexually harassed like a bunch of male employees, mostly PAs and like people who he could exert control over, obviously. Horrible. Classic abuser move. So stories like he asked a employee for a hand job. Someone saw him grab a product. I don't know. Someone saw him grab a production assistant's penis. Someone saw him grope a PA in a car and kiss him on the neck. And he commonly made sex jokes in the office, asking inappropriate questions like, are you a top or a bottom? Stuff like that.
Okay, buddy.
Yeah. I mean, that's the other thing.
And he's fired. Right? He's fired. Not coming back.
No. That's the other I mean, everyone's like, I didn't do it. But like, okay. Have you learned fucking nothing? Like, it's insane to me.
I don't know why these people don't just like bow out of the roles before someone finds out. I mean, if it's like this fucking bad man, you're
move
an idiot
to Montana and shut up.
Yeah, move to Montana. Like, just
they would
like,
love to have you.
Mail your victims money once a month or whatever anonymously, and just like get the fuck out of there. Because like it's all gonna come out, you idiot.
You know, and it's like we've talked about this thing before, but it's like, you know, they hire young people who just got out of college as their first job in the industry. They're sort of like talking up, working on the Ellen show. Like, this is the best job you're ever going to fucking get. You made it to the Ellen show. Congratulations. Like, you fucking nailed it.
The tweet of, was it the day?
Oh my God. The tweet of the day. Ellen's tweet of the day. How badly did you want to get on that?
I mean, please remember who ran that.
Yeah, I remember who ran it.
I was never going to get on it.
That white man did not like either of us.
No, I don't think so. So we can't put either of our tweets in there because they never made it. But we'll put an example of one that was a hee-hee-hee.
Okay. Yeah. Let's shout out a fellow creator.
Yeah, how about that?
How about that? But there is this weird thing with like jokes on like in these comedy shows where like the line is really blurred because like everyone's trying to make people laugh, and like a lot of times that's like saying something inappropriate or fucked up, and it's the line is very blurry. It's tough, and that it makes it really easy for people to hide behind sarcasm and stuff like that when they're just being like racist or sexist or whatever, fucking however they're a scumbag piece of shit. Pick your flavor.
And like, and no one's going to stand up to them.
No, because it's like, then you're like, oh, what? You can't take a joke? And it's like, that was not like, yeah, I'm not going to take a rape joke from some fucking 45-year-old white guy. No.
Like, absolutely not.
Because but, it's
know,
not a
in
joke.
In a room, right. In a room with, you know, six other of them. Takes right. a lot, you know.
And they're like,
really
oh.
takes a lot.
Yeah. Ugh,
I can't. It's just, all they wanna, why? They, why is it like this? So.
Because it's like they're in
no,
charge and
eternal
oh, yeah, I
question.
Know. I know. Okay, so then another executive producer, Ed Galvin, he led with intimidation and fear, according to an employee. But he would like go behind women and rub their shoulders.
Not a shoulder boldy.
Not a shoulder boldy. He would place his hand on her waist. Oh, this is a fight I got in with Jer.
Huh.
Is winking sexual?
Okay.
What do you think?
Depends on the context, I guess.
Because there's this commercial that plays during every Lakers game of Anthony Davis. I'll try to get a video of it for Sliderama. And he's like talking Incredible. About the Los Angeles Entertainment Credit Union or something like that. And he's like, in LA, you could do whatever you want. Live your dreams, blah, blah, blah. And then at one point, he's like standing on a roof and he winks at the camera.
And you think that's sexual? Well,
I mean, you can't talk about credit unions without getting me going anyway.
Here's the thing.
Yeah.
I mean, it wasn't, it's only my second thought. It's not my first. So I don't think it counts. You know what I mean? My first thought was like, wink, gotcha. But okay. I mean, unless you think it's horny, I don't think it's that horny.
What if a male the credit union, entertainment credit union?
I was like State Farm?
No. I mean, that would be hot. What about if a male coworker winks at you?
Okay, gross. I don't like it.
See, that's gross.
There's never a good context. I mean, unless it's just like, I can't even think of a fun context for that. You know what I mean?
Have you ever had, it's like very strange reading this stuff because it like makes you think back on every boss you've ever had. And like, was that appropriate? Was that weird? Like, because this stuff is so normalized, especially in entertainment, and it's gross. Anyway, so Ed Galvin, he was just like called a touchy guy. But he also had like a real anger problem. Like he flipped over a table screaming once.
Okay, that's like David Miscavige Badgett.
It literally is Badgett.
It is. He did that. It's a violent streak. Don't do that. Punchy bunchies, cabby slammies.
Oh, man.
It's very violent. Oh, listen, you know, I like, if anyone screams within 5 feet of me, I have to leave. Like,
yeah, no, you can't handle it.
I don't like loud noises. I don't like punchy bunchies.
No, I mean,
any holes in my walls.
Wow.
It's slamming.
That's the thing that's crazy is that like some people genuinely have the urge to punch a hole in the wall and it's like, ouch.
Why? Rewire your brain.
Also, flipping over a table is like really basic to me.
It's just like, are you eight? Are you an 8-year-old boy that just lost a game of Connect Four? You idiot!
Yeah. Ugh, God, and that would be such a bitch to clean up.
Little PC pieces all over.
But I don't know, circles, pucks.
Circle pucks.
Circle pucks.
Spicy.
Absolutely. I liked the Connect Four thing, the slide on the bottom that like made everything fall out.
Ooh, yeah, you know, it's a slick little about?
that was like a sound that I liked, all the sounds of the pucks falling down or whatever. The circle pucks, it's like, it's very ASMR.
But you know what is not an ASMR? Jenga.
Ooh.
Jenga. No, opposite.
Do you like Jenga?
I'll play it if it's around. I'll play it if it's around, but oh, I don't seek it out.
What about that like giant Jenga? Have you seen those pictures?
I have literally played it with my second little baby cousins.
Okay, I mean that's allowed.
I've participated in it, and it is a joy.
What about dogs? What about dogs who can play Jenga?
I don't think that's real. But if you have a video, I will put it in the slider because it sounds rad.
I bet I could find one. Dogs will do anything for treats.
Dogs are dumb. I get it.
And also Ed Galvin, he had a private shower in his work bathroom.
Dream. Absolute dream. But
that's
also creepy.
A dream, but also creepy. I would not trust anyone who had that. Oh, and I forgot to mention.
Who had that, let's be honest.
After the first article came out, Ellen issued an apology where she was like, I've been so disconnected from my show. I trusted the people below me to do a better job. Since day one, I wanted Ellen. What was it? And I was like, I made fun of it. And I was like, that's the slogan for Bad Boy Pod.
Oh, yeah. No, it's incredible. I really want to change it. you know, Diane, if we should change our slogan to this part of Ellen's apology.
In her statement to staff, DeGeneres said, on day one of our show, I told everyone in our first meeting that the Ellen DeGeneres show would be a place of happiness. No one would ever raise their voice and everyone would be treated and everyone would be treated with respect.
Be kind to everyone.
So that's the new official Bad Boy slogan. Email Diane if you like it.
Very long mission statement.
The mission statement.
It's very good for us, I think. We're very kind people.
Say that since day one.
Oh, yeah.
No questions asked.
We wake up and say, be kind to everyone.
Yes, I shout out at the top of my lungs. I shout it so loud, Julia can hear it and she gets upset.
No, that's my alarm in the morning.
Yeah, exactly. So the final person is named Jonathan Norman, worst name. He's a co-EP on the show. And he allegedly groomed a male employee, took him to concerts and like gave him other show related perks. And
I hate creepy beepies like this.
And then tried to perform oral sex on him.
Ugh.
Like, yeah.
You're a bad person.
Yeah, so now there are rumors afloating that she wants out of the show. There are other rumors floating that they're going back to work this month. There's a rumor that James Corden is going to replace her, which, like, I cannot.
All of this is, I hate the shift of, like, hosts. I don't get it. Because the show exists, doesn't mean it, well, just take it off the air.
Also,
be another one.
I tweeted this, and I stand by it, but, like, I truly believe it should be Nicole Byer.
Oh my God, yes.
How fucking
hard
would you?
She's the only person.
She's the only person. I would watch a daytime talk show if she was the host. And that's crazy because, like, why would I ever want to watch a daytime talk show in my life?
I would literally never turn on my daytime. Like, no, I can't. But Nicole Byer? I would certainly record.
And I would certainly record minimum watch clips.
I would watch within the first 72 hours.
I would be subscribed to that YouTube channel. Yes. Just that in Tiny House Big Living or whatever it's called.
Okay.
So that's the large dumperooski of the Ellen show.
Be kind to everyone.
Yeah, that clip is from when, like, a couple years ago, and we are gonna put this picture in Wilmer Sliderama.
We'll put the picture.
We'll figure it out.
How do you do that thing where you put the video and, like, a picture accompanying it? Email Diane. I just learned how to use a computer today. I've been asking for help from everyone this whole time.
Look, and it's not been a pleasure helping. What was I saying?
The
George Bush. Yeah. That was like a couple years ago where she was at a baseball game with George Bush and there were like pictures of them laughing together and she went on this whole spiel on her show, which was like, just because we have a difference of opinion doesn't mean that we can't be friends. I love being friends. We're friends. Being friends is everything. Be kind and be friends. And George Bush and be friends. And I'm smiling and I'm Ellen.
Dory.
Yeah, I know.
Goddamn fish.
Would you dance with Ellen? Would you dance with Ellen?
I would be so embarrassed if she asked me to dance. You know what? Unless I was on shrooms, I would not be dancing with Ellen. I'm sorry.
That's harsh. What do you think Ellen and Kevin, we can definitely find an Ellen and Kevin James interview. She truly has interviewed everyone and she has close to 45 billion daytime Emmys.
Wow. Mm-hmm. And we could definitely find a Kevster and
Elster
Ellen interview. Yeah, I'm sure they've done like one for each mall cop at least.
I'm at least one per mall cop. I also would love to see her. I mean, I'm jumping ahead and I apologize, but her and Mark McGrath, I would love to see their interaction.
I was literally thinking about it.
He must have performed on the Ellen show at least a handful of times.
Not to spoil our opinions on whether or not they've met. But.
Yeah, I would never spoil it, but my guess is that he at least performed on the Ellen show. But understanding the work environment there, it's entirely possible they didn't speak the entire time.
That's really true. They didn't make eye contact. He definitely wasn't allowed to. He had to stay in a trailer down the street because he's not even allowed to be within.
Absolutely. Also, definitely a cabinet slammer.
Yes.
Her and Portia both.
I think they're mutually cabby slammies. I think that I don't know. Portia looks like a screaming bobini to me, but
I can't be certain. Yeah. And I feel like Ellen would just say like one super cutting mean thing to Portia that was like all of her deepest insecurities. She would like target it and be like, "You are just like your mother." Something like that.
Ouchie. Oh my God.
I feel like that's more her style.
I mean, like, the mom stuff is tough.
Yeah. But she goes right for the mom stuff. Anyway, TV's nicest daytime talk show host.
If you're not going for the mom stuff, what are you even doing here?
It's a good point.
Dance break.
Amazing. We needed that dance break. Okay. Well, let me see. Any other perverts working at this fucking show?
No. I don't know.
No.
I'm sure there will be more similar. Who knows?
You know what? Like,
allegedly.
Allegedly. Yeah. So I say fuck that show, replace it with Nicole Byer. Or not at all. Certainly don't put James Corden on TV for like multiple more hours a week. Like, we already have like 5 hours of James Corden a week and now you're trying to make it 10. That's fucking insane. Like, I already see him in every advertisement ever. Like, get him off the TV.
Now we have to see him singing and dancing. Kill us.
Kill myself. Cause
kill ourselves. Kill yourself. Yeah, why wouldn't he just leave his show and then they would just rename it to the James Corden Show at Ellen? Like, what the fuck is happening? I don't even care.
I don't think of him as dealing with like daytime talk show issues, which is like he's cheating on me or like is my daughter a sexaholic? Like, I don't know. Like,
I don't know. I can't, but I can certainly see Nicole Byer doing daytime stuff for some reason.
Right.
Probably want to do a little cookie thing or like
she would love to do a cookie thing, but also
she's so good with people.
She's so good with people, and Ellen does not seem to be good with people. but I guess Ellen shows mostly interviews and toddlers performing instruments.
I don't get it.
And what then she gives away things.
I've again never watched a whole episode, but you know, if it works for you,
yeah, I feel like the only things I've seen are the interview clips and like whatever. I don't know anything else that happens on the show.
No, I know about the dancing down the hall or aisles, but
yeah, I mean,
I didn't know there were prizes. Why haven't we gone there for an episode taping?
Hopefully when, you know what, you're right. I hope that they stay in production through COVID and then afterwards we can go in there and we could be like, sup, we're here. And we're going to sit in the audience and we're going to have the time of our lives and we're going to make eye contact with Ellen.
Oh, can you imagine just like trying to make it the whole time? That sounds fun.
Oh, yeah.
We might get dragged out.
I would like to harass Ellen with my eye contact. So let's shut the door on her.
Okay.
They have met. But they don't
on the show.
Know each other.
No, and like, I mean, if they had crossed paths somewhere else, I can't think of where, the MTV Movie Awards.
Yeah, that classic.
Where was that horrible selfie that, I guess Post, it's so bad.
Oh, the Oscar selfie.
That was at the Oscars. Again, I hate award
Mark
shows.
Mark McGrath has never been invited to the Oscars, but.
okay, it's true. No, it's definitely true, that poor thing.
Let's move into our good boys. Do you have any good boys?
Oh, yes. Oh my God.
What?
I have a sprouting weed seed. Can you believe it?
She sprouted? That's amazing.
Sprout the seed. Now she's in her little pot waiting to grow into a little leafy billy.
I'm excited for you. How's the fucking patio going, by the way?
It's on its way. We just did some more planting.
Okay.
So it's getting cuter.
We definitely keep the weed seed out there.
Listen, it's like, it doesn't get as much sun as I'd like. So we have to like kind of rotate it with the sun, which sucks. Sure. So I have to set like a few alarms and just like run out there. But just for the shit that needs the sun, AKA, I haven't named it yet. Little weed seed. So
I haven't named either of mine either. One of them almost died. The other one just sprouted.
Oh, really? Listen, we'll have to raffle off some names.
Okay, that's a good
idea. You want to name our seeds.
Name our seeds.
And then if it dies, you know, it's going to be a whole thing. You know, if it dies, we'll have a funeral. If it doesn't.
I have one that's half dead, and I really want to know your ideas for that name.
Oh, interesting. Mine
and I want it to
really
be problematic.
I want mine to be cute.
Okay, fine. I got it. Ellen.
Okay.
Okay, that was hilarious.
It is funny.
My good boy. My good boy. Ah, my Crocs.
Got some. Ooh, wait.
I got some Crocs.
Call you Mario Batali because.
But don't. But don't. Okay. I do love pasta and I do love my Crocs, but they're not orange and I'm not a rapist. But I do love my Crocs. They're perfect for going outside. They're perfect for walking back inside. I'm just chilling with them right now because in the slippers, my feet get too hot. They sweat. They smell. They cause a fuss. But in my Crocs, I could sweat all I want and it's waterproof, baby.
You're not going to believe this, but like the entire Davidovich family, aka just like my family, wears Crocs as slippers.
I understand why. They're awesome. And they have like nice dots on the floor and they are.
You're going to get those little fucking plugs for them?
Oh yeah, definitely. I'm going to get my little anal plugs. They're going to be butterflies and one is going to say cool. And then there's going to be one that's a fire truck.
Okay. All right. And then one's going to be a little frog with its tongue out. Going to peace sign.
Ribbit.
Oh, we should get a ribbit for this. Here's the thing. I think I got if you want to donate to Diane's upgrade.
Yeah, if you want to donate to Diane. I mean, do you guys want more sounds? Because sometimes it takes Julia. I cut out a lot of silent time of Julia searching for drop-a-doodle-doos, so I'm worried about expanding it, and you know that.
Listen, let's have a therapy session here. I think we should have a therapy session, do it live. That's what we should do.
Okay, let's have do a therapy session.
Therapy session live.
Everyone wants to hear that, absolutely. But no,
and we would love to pay $250 for it. We would love to.
Honestly, would that would be a great way to kick off our Patreon.
That would be very funny.
Only Patreon users can come Instagram live our therapy session.
All I want is for people that hate me to actually pay me money to listen to bonus content.
I would love for my enemies to pay me for bonus content. Well, speaking of enemies who would pay us for bonus content, I think it's finally fucking time.
I can't wait. Every time I think about it this week, I have a laughing fit.
Okay, we have to talk about I Love My Dog, period. This is a 1-star review we got. And it tickled me pink, I gotta say.
Loved it. When you messaged me at probably 7:30 a.m.
It was close to the crack ass of dawn. Yeah.
Right. And saying you got a 1-star, I was like, boring.
Yeah.
And then you sent me the screenshot. And then it perked up my entire day. I feel like I just had an amazing day after that. Here's what I Love My Dog doesn't know. Every bad review is an amazing marketing.
It's the posts that do the best. But as we've said before, we would love a 5-star review that is mean in the a 5-star rating that's mean in the review. This happens to be half of that, but they really killed it with the mean part.
The mean part was amazing. I really loved it. I kind of think it's a Johnny Depp stan.
I think it's a Jeffree Star stan.
Okay.
A Starsky and Hutch, if you will. But this is what they said.
I'm upset.
So the title is You Two Must Be Single, period, the way, and then it cuts off.
Oh, see, fuck. That's the worst part of it. That part, and also I'm learning this, is that like I did not know there was not a full title. I guess I never really sought out the full title, but now that I'm
what's the full title
off, that's even best. I don't know what's it supposed
I think
to
there
be.
Is a I think there is a full title, but I don't know how to find it.
Mystery.
Okay, so 1-star. You two are so sad and hateful. Correct.
Thank you.
Both are you so insecure. I cannot believe it. You can't believe it. Here's what's missing.
Believe it, baby.
You're saying we're so sad and hateful, but then you're saying you cannot believe we're insecure. Like, you just gave us a reason to be insecure. It's like, oh, I hate myself. I hate myself because I am sad and I am hateful, and that is why I am insecure. What can't you believe, fucking bitch?
Oh.
hair. Okay. This is where things really take a turn. You have never met these, comma, but you like you know them. Okay.
See, someone was writing this out furiously.
Oh, they could not have been more mad.
Obviously, they missed some stuff.
But you have never met these, I'm going to assume men. Right?
Mm-hmm. Sorry, I just like spurted water out of my mouth.
I know, you really just squirted everywhere.
Sorry.
Okay. You have never met these men, but you like you know them. I'm guessing, but you act like you know them. Which,
yeah,
like,
okay.
Yeah, thank you.
Why would we ever meet a rapist?
We are very thorough in our research, and that's why it seems like we know them, you fucking idiot. Anyway,
oh my God.
You sound like 14 years old. Grow up.
Disagree on that. I mean, I definitely sound like a 28-year-old male.
Yeah, I was going to say you sound like a 28-year-old male, and I sound like a 78-year-old female. So, like,
this comes from my own insecurities of literally picking up a phone from age, you know, one to whenever.
And they're like, is this a 28-year-old man?
No, like, all my dad's friends would be like, would think I was my brother.
Yeah, that is sad.
Because I have a very low voice, and my brother's voice was, like, super high.
Wow. So anyway. Icon. Thank you. I love my dog. It's really been a wild ride, and I hope you die, to be honest. Wouldn't care if you did.
Okay. Yikes. I don't think that, but
I mean, I would feel bad for their dog.
So I definitely spit water all over Kevin too. He deserves it though.
Yeah, give him a little bathy wathy.
Yeah, not in a bad way though. I think, I mean, the wetness is real. I really wetted this thing. Wetted myself.
Well, you heard it here first. The wetness is real.
Well, wetness is real, people. Anyway, I love my dog, but I hate you.
Classic.
Incredible review. I wish to receive more than this one, like this exact one, because this was perfect.
This exact one, but 5 stars, please. Like, I...
Well, oh, yeah. Please, 5 stars. I love a 5-star.
I love a 5-star. Who doesn't? So please do that. Okay, let's move on to TV talk.
TV talk.
And I'm pretty sure this is just going to be Canada's Drag Race talk for now.
Pretty much. I mean, Jesus, 90 Day Fiance. I guess we can talk about Pole, but.
Oh, yeah. So there's some real big bad boy in the 90 Day Fiance realm. Pole of Pole and Carini went on Instagram Live a few days ago and really
Anna
just
Rusty Bo Bestie.
Yes, really just broadcasting his arrest, making it seem like it was Carini's arrest and saying like Child Protective Services is already like looking into her and all of this like shit that's just blatantly not true. Turns out she goes to the police station, she gets a restraining order on Paul, claims that he raped her repeatedly, that he was physically and emotionally abusive. And like, we already know he has this history. We've known this since we did the freaking reality show Bad Boy Blitz, God knows when.
Yeah, plug for that episode. Amazing
episode. Amazing app.
But I mean, like, fucking rude. He's a fucking arsonist. And definitely a, I think he's a pedophile. I really
do. He like dated a 13-year-old, right?
He didn't date a 13-year-old.
You can't date a 13-year-old, but he.
I don't even know what to call that.
I don't know what to call that.
13-year-old. Like, that's
it. Lured a 13-year-old. Yeah. He is a creep. And he's been very like freaky on social media, being like Carini and Pierre, their son, saying like that they're missing, but they're not missing. They got a restraining order against him,
hiding from him,
and he's like trying to find them. But today, meaning Sunday, Carini posted on Instagram being like, "We're okay." So hopefully, he gets
arrested. She said he had cameras everywhere in the house.
Horrifying.
Just creepy. So creepy.
And he claimed that she was seeing other people, that she gave him an STD, that she's pregnant with another man's child, like all this stuff. Who knows what's true? Who knows what's not?
It sounds like his cookie mom was like a gram with him and stuff.
Oh,
she
really?
She is such a super cookie mom too. And like, it's weird because on this season, it seems like she's supposed to, like, kooky.
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 Kooky mom alert. Never yeah, good.
No. It was seeming like she was like finally cutting him off. Because she's such an enabler. She's just like so weird. This is mommy hair locket person. She gave him a hair locket. Anyway, this is amazing. Paul Penis Sheath logging off.
Paul Penis Sheath logging off. Okay, let's talk about Canada's Drag Race because it's like way more uplifting and I fucking love it.
It's so good.
We've watched the first three episodes, so we'll probably be caught up with Canada next week. But honestly, every time they introduce the guest host, I laugh hysterically because they're making such a big deal out of it, and I have truly no fucking clue who they are. Like,
such a bitch.
I'm sorry, but like the news anchor that they invited on in episode three, I was like, truly, what? Who is this?
I can't. Okay.
Did you know her?
Yes. I mean, you just see their faces and you know who they are. But yeah, I get that it's like, I don't know. It is kind of embarrassing. It's just like, yeah, this is a huge star for us.
Yeah, I know.
Literally a news anchor.
It's literally a news anchor. But I fucking love Jimbo so much.
Oh, Jimbo. Yeah.
I love Priyanka.
Priyanka's great. I like Boa.
Oh, wow. Boa's a lot.
Bold.
Boa's a lot.
She's just like not, I don't know, she's kind of a bitch. But
she's a weirdo. She's a weirdo and a bitch. And I do like her, but she's not my favorite on the season.
Certainly not my favorite. I'm definitely Team Jimbo, but
definitely Team Jimbo.
Yeah. Who else? Oh, Rita. Love Rita.
Rita Vega. I mean,
it's like Rita Vega's Quebecois. Oh, yes, she is. And I love it. She's so good. She's so funny.
In the second episode, they did like the heritage moments. Do you remember those commercials?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Stats Canada did their own. I can throw that in the slide if I figure out how to do it. We did our own heritage memo.
Oh, cute.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
It does. It's really a funny, stupid thing that they used to put on TV all the time. I don't know, watching is kind of like being in elementary school again, because it's just like we're gonna do, but it, like, they just, I don't know, Canadians are just so obsessed with their own
Canadians culture. Love being Canadian.
It's really so embarrassing and cute at the same
it's
time.
It's really cute. I mean, hard. I'm definitely not proud to be an American.
I mean, I get all the jokes, which is cute, but like,
oh, I honestly,
embarrassing
knowing,
a little bit.
Knowing you, I get more jokes than not knowing you. I mean, I think there are like enough Canadians on Twitter that I followed for a while that some things I know, but I definitely like have no idea who these fucking guest stars are. And like, I worry for Snatch Game that I'm going to be like truly like.
It's going to be a crime if Rita doesn't do Celine, but it's pretty obvious that she would do an amazing Celine. You know,
she would do an amazing
two on the.
But are multiple people going to come with Celine?
It can't.
I mean, what lip sync songs do you, or what artists do you think are coming up in the lip sync songs? Obviously Celine.
Yeah, definitely Celine. I just had one.
Drake?
What's her face? Oh, I don't think it's going to be Drake.
That'd be tough.
Ooh, do you think they'll do Alanis though?
Oh,
that would
be
interesting. They definitely could do Alanis.
Definitely.
It would be funny if they actually did like actually Gordon Lightfoot. They would never do that. That's
embarrassing. Your favorite artist. Julia loves Gordon Lightfoot. She's a real Lightfoot head up in here.
They're gonna do Len.
I don't even understand.
You know who Len is.
Sing Len.
Steal My Sunshine.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Oh, maybe Bare Naked Ladies.
It could.
I mean, I love. That'd be really funny. Okay, incredible. So I guess on that note, shop.badboypod.com if you want to get some merch, if you want to get a Diane shirt. Follow us on everything at Bad Boy Podcast. podcast. And please write us a 5-star review on iTunes. Otherwise, I'm going to fucking throw myself through the window. No pressure, though. If you don't, it's okay. I understand. Thank you. But like, if I have to ask my brother again to write, if I have to beg my fucking brother to write a review again, I'm going to personally blame all of you guys. So that's embarrassing, but just thought I would leave you with that.
And I'm pleasantly surprised to have a supportive boyfriend alert.
Oh, yeah. And Julia has a supportive boyfriend alert. So congratulations.
And I didn't have to ask for that. So that was okay, cool.
Well, good for you. Good for you. Your boyfriend's more supportive.
Brag alert.
Your boyfriend's more supportive than my brother. What else is fucking new? So
listen, my brother wouldn't even please.
Okay, you're welcome. And on that note, that's all I have to say. Looking forward to next week's disappointment, as always.
Well, I cannot wait for the disappointments of this week to come.
Incredible. Brought to you by Lady Parts.